Doing all right. Got my COVID facial hair and my COVID top of my head. It's just everybody, just a general COVID situation and all that. But I'm happy to be here, and I hope everybody's doing all right. Right on. I'm going to play some, and then I'll probably babble a little bit, and then maybe I'll play another song if you'll have me. Thank you, Paul. Directly. Thank you. Over and over again. Once upon a time, when the world was just a pancake, fears would arise, that if we went too far, you'd fall. Yeah, but with the passage of time, the world became more of a ball, and we're as sure of that as we all once were when the world was flat. Oh, so I wonder who this is like billow smoke inside of my head, this little game where nothing is sure. Oh, tell me, why would I play by the rules? 'Cause you did. Killed the very last dodo bird, and was he aware she was the very last one? Yeah, so I wonder who this is like billow smoke inside of my head, this little game. By the rules, I cover you dead, you dead, you. Yeah, who dead, you dead, you. Yeah, who dead, you dead, you. If all the things that you are saying now, oh yeah, what's true and authentic? What is all the worrying about? If we can't work it out, no, we can't work it. So I wonder who this is like billow smoke inside my head. This little game. Should I play by the rules? Who did you did you? Who did you did you? Who did you did you? So, I haven't played that song very often at all, and so I'm amazed that I made my way through it. But I put it in there because I liked the one line. I thought it was appropriate. When was she killed? The very last dodo bird. And was she aware, which she probably wasn't, that she was the very last one? So, I get choked up when I think about what I'm going to leave my children. And I get angry when I think about the things that I might have seen had human beings not been so brash and callous with our treatment of the planet. And our illusion, or the illusion that it was everlasting and never ending. And the more that we carry on in the world the way we do, it stuns me that we don't seem to embrace the fact that this limited resource, this planet, this little tiny blue planet, is getting less and less capable of sustaining us. And yet we expand and expand our hunger for more. And those few wild places that are left, we treat brazenly and as if they will never, never run out. Even though the lesson again and again and again is that they will. And they will quickly. And it's not to take away from what beautiful and amazing creatures we are. But if we really are as clever as we sometimes like to think, we should be working wholeheartedly to try and effect a change that will make it possible for our children and our children's children to survive on this planet. That's what's at stake. You know, it's not a debate. Climate change isn't a debate. The burning planet is not a debate. All these things are real. And the rash way that we exploit our resources is unbelievable when you just look at it. Individually, we may be smart, but as a collective, boy, do we seem stupid. We behave as a group like cancer behaves. Eat, 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 eat until the host is devoured. I don't say we need to walk around and be sad, because that's pointless too. No matter how many tears we cry, it will not fix the problem. So, why do I obsess about rhinos, Paul? Paul obsesses about rhinos too. I think they're a great example. They're not the brightest animals. They are no elephants. They also have funny noses, which is kind of accurate, but inaccurate, really. But they do look funny, prehistoric. But they strike me because they are so in the balance of our collective consciousness. They are so in danger of being eradicated from the planet because of greed. That's it. It's not the greed of the person who poaches. It's not the greed. It's just the greed across the planet. Somebody's going to pay a lot of money to get a horn of a rhino or the tusk of an elephant. But that's just sort of the bleeding sore in a way. We need to make the number one priority in the world taking care of this planet. So then we can live better, in more balance, with more joy, and give something to our children that they can give to their children. And we can prosper without all the excess that we want. The more and the more and the more. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs it. We need to find a balance. And so let's work toward that in every way we can. So we can avoid pandemics, and we can avoid rising oceans, and we can avoid, wildfires insane storm seasons. And that maybe we can think about educating ourselves and educating our children and, looking after the planet. And I want my great-grandchildren to be able to